Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business program. The transformation of Bridgetown has become one of the most significant national development conversations in recent years. As the historic and commercial heart of Barbados, Bridgetown carries deep cultural, economic, and social importance. Yet, like many traditional city centers around the world, it faces modern pressures, shifting business patterns, changing consumer behavior, infrastructure demands, and the need to remain attractive, functional, and competitive in a rapidly evolving economy. Revitalization efforts are therefore not simply about physical upgrades or cosmetic improvements. They are about redefining how the capital functions as a living economic hub, a place where commerce thrives, heritage is preserved, mobility is efficient, and investment is encouraged. For businesses, residents, and visitors alike, the future of Bridgetown is closely tied to the broader economic direction of Barbados. Over time, stakeholders have recognized that sustained renewal requires coordinated planning, strong private-public partnerships, and a clear long-term vision. Revitalization efforts are therefore not simply about physical upgrades or cosmetic improvements. They are about redefining how the capital functions as a living economic hub, a place where commerce thrives, heritage is preserved, mobility is efficient, and investment is encouraged. For businesses, residents, and visitors alike, the future of Bridgetown is closely tied to the broader economic direction of Barbados. Over time, stakeholders have recognized that sustained renewal requires coordinated planning, strong private-public partnerships, and a clear long-term vision. Revitalization includes improving infrastructure, enhancing the business environment, strengthening trade facilitation, modernizing urban spaces, and ensuring the city remains accessible and vibrant. These initiatives aim to balance preservation of Bridgetown's historic identity with the demands of modern economic activity. For the private sector, the revitalization agenda presents both opportunity and responsibility. A renewed capital can stimulate business growth, attract investment, support entrepreneurship, and enhance tourism. At the same time, it raises important questions about implementation, timelines, financing, accessibility, regulatory frameworks, and how existing businesses adapt during periods of change. This edition of Let's Talk Business will explore the progress, priorities, and practical realities of the Bridgetown Revitalization Initiative, what has been achieved, what remains ahead, and how the transformation will affect commerce and trade across Barbados. To guide this discussion, we will be joined by two gentlemen, esteemed gentlemen. One, Eddie Abed, chair of the Bridgetown Revitalization Project, who will provide insight into the strategic vision, ongoing developments, and the long-term goals shaping the future of the capital. His perspective will help listeners understand how revitalization efforts are being coordinated and what success will ultimately look like. We'll also hear from the other esteemed gentleman, Lalu Vaswani, chair of the Customs and Trade Facilitation at the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He will offer the private sector's perspective on how revitalization intersects with business operations, trade efficiency, and economic competitiveness, as well as what companies need to thrive within a transforming urban environment. Together, these conversations will provide a comprehensive look at how Bridgetown is being reimagined, not only as a historic city, but as a modern economic engine positioned for sustainable growth. I am Crystal J. Paul. Welcome to today's edition. Gentlemen, always good to chat with you both. I'll start with you first, Mr. Abed. What is happening with Bridgetown's revitalization? People have been hearing about Bridgetown the revitalization project for some time now. So what exactly is happening on the ground and what real changes can people see today?
Crystal, thank you very much for the opportunity to chat with you today and wider Barbados. I have to agree with you. I'm frustrated. The progress has been extremely slow. We've been working diligently behind the scenes, trying to move the needle, trying to see real concrete changes and physical changes in the city, and it has been extremely slow. We have had major developments over the last year. We saw the ground was broken at the Pierhead project, which is an investment of over $180 million, and this is all private sector, which will bring mixed use to Bridgetown, a combination of shops, restaurants, living, recreation, entertainment. It is a phenomenal site. It sits on the Pierhead onto white sand beaches, beautiful sunsets, and the architecture is second to none, I think, personally, and I think it will be an extremely successful project. We've also seen the Hyatt started, and I've been told we have at least another two projects that are in the pipeline that will be on that stretch of Bay Street to add some kerosene to the fire to get things going. And this is what we really need. We need major projects of this type to start, not only to get things moving in the right direction, but also to show that there is a change afoot, that things are happening, that the old steady as we go is no longer applicable to this, that we're beginning to recognize that there's change, and the change will come, but we're still 3 to 4 years away. And that gives us all the opportunity to catch our breath and start to plan for a new Bridgetown. And a new Bridgetown will be, understand that we're attracting affluent people to Bridgetown, understand that we're attracting tourists, foreigners, and Barbadians alike, not only to come to Bridgetown and visit, but also to be entertained, to eat, to sleep, to even own real estate in this prominent city that will obviously add diversity and add a different mix of type of clientele we're currently getting. With that comes the need to have shopping in place that caters to that type of individual. So again, we're going to have to see a new breed of shops come into place that will cater to that affluent person. It's not only the branded shops. I think we're going to see niche shops of mom and pop types, not necessarily large chain stores, but significantly producing or providing a service that caters to an individual who's looking for something different. And nobody can be angry at that. You know, we've been told time and time again that the tourists that visit here say our product is stale, it's old, we need to put more of a local added flavor, and this definitely will do that. We're going to have shops, we're going to have museums, we're going to have restaurants, we're going to have a mix of vendors who are providing goods and services that we don't necessarily have. So this I think is good, and I think this is positive. It gives us the opportunity to be able to present Bridgetown in an opportunity, in a way, an opportunistic way that we've not seen for a very long time. I don't need to tell you or the listeners that if you drive onto Broad Street currently, there must be at least 50% of the retail spaces vacant, and they're vacant for a reason, that the type of retailer, vendor that would necessarily, ordinarily try to locate there does not think that he has a clientele that will receive his product in Bridgetown. Hence, rents are too high, I assure you. There are landlords there who are prepared to negotiate to get people into their shops. It's just that there isn't a sense that we have enough footfall of the right type of clientele in the city to support these brands. So I'm enthusiastic. I warned that I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. I think it's all going to happen tomorrow. But I'm enthusiastic, but we're a few years away, but at least we're beginning to see it moving in a direction.
Right. And especially with projects of this magnitude, there would often come challenges. What you just mentioned one or two, but can you elaborate even on some of the biggest obstacles so far and how they are being addressed?
Well, as the saying goes, to make an omelet, you have to break some eggs. So we fully expect that for the next 3-ish years, there will be traffic diversions, there will be traffic headaches coming into the city, especially along the South Coast, as these large construction trucks move construction materials in and out of the sites. Services going to have to be extended, relocated, and in some areas improved. So that will require excavation and again disruption of traffic. In the short term, that end of Bay Street is not attractive. It's just white marl. Hoarding has gone up, so it's not very attractive for people to see something where they believe that they have the opportunity to come and sightsee in the meantime. There will be a disruption. And I think the other most important thing is that as these large projects are going in place, they're all driven primarily by demand. So the developers have all said, once they sell a certain percentage of these projects, then phase two starts, and so on and so on. So the timeline may in fact change depending on how quickly or how slowly they pre-sell a lot of these projects. So I'm extremely hopeful that they will meet the timelines that they've told us all. If sales are slow, then a 3-year window may move to a 5-year window, and that's concerning. We don't want it to drift too far down. But yes, there will be some disruption, there will be some problems. I haven't mentioned it, but the type of sewage and the power requirements for these projects means that we have to upgrade the sewage plant, and we have to make sure we have increased power coming into these locations. So again, infrastructurally, we're going to see quite a bit of work being done over the next 2 years.
Wow, sewage, that's definitely a huge factor. A lot of work. A lot of work. Now, Mr. Vasulani, even from the private sector's perspective, how will Bridgetown's revitalization affect trade, business activity, and investment?
Well, this is the time that we have been waiting for, because the whole purpose of this revitalization, which started with the Chamber of Commerce as far back as 2008, when the committee that Mr. Abed chairs started, this was to exactly what we are trying to do, to upscale. In those days, there were 1,992 businesses employing 8,000 people. After about 5 years, that number dropped to half. So our whole goal is to create the opportunities via the activities that we will be promoting so that businesses can respond to that demand and clientele, customers, visitors, locals can enjoy the ambience of shopping, not just shopping, but visiting Bridgetown, what we call the city that never sleeps, where you have 9 to 9, you have commerce, and then from 9 to 6 a.m., you have culture and entertainment. Now, that is not pie in the sky. That is exactly where we are going. So all the creative industries, the cuisines that you would like, this is where the opportunity will be there for multiple mixed use, what they call mixed use. So you will have people who are living there who would like to just walk out of their front door and go to a restaurant. They don't want to go in a car to go up the road. So that is really the foundation that the chamber is working on. And we realize that the most critical element is to have a partnership. I'll give you an example. Can you see this? Can you see
No,
this?
I can't.
No, you
No,
can't.
sir.
No. Oh, I was sh showing you a cup. But if you
If
try
you
to
can
lift,
describe it for our listeners.
well, if you try to lift a cup with one finger, it would not be possible. But
Right.
open your palms, use 5 fingers, and you could see how easily you can lift up the cup. And so This whole thing is one of collaboration. Collaboration with whom? Public sector, private sector. How do you do it? You create a vehicle, a public-private sector corporation with shareholdings by the public sector, the government, and the private sector to lay out a roadmap of what specific activities you'd like to do in the next 25 years, but starting with a one-year rolling roadmap. And so you have specific things, you invest together, and you work it out to bring it. So that way, government may invest money, but once the changes are impacted, the business properties, the values improve, even if the rate of taxes remain the same, the base grows up, so their income, they recover their capital in a short, relatively short time. So this is not about subsidy. This is about investment. And so we have a lot of opportunities coming. We want to see the employment go up to 10,000, not 8,000 in the first instance. And we want to see the businesses go back to 2,500 and grow from there, right? And also, we also want to bear in mind that if we can get this as a pilot project for urban renewal, how can we replicate this concept in other economic centers around Barbados, whether in Oystens, whether in Whole Town, whether in St. Philip, whether in St. Peter, that type of thing, you know? So this is really for the whole of Barbados development. And let us create a model that we can both work on together, public sector with private sector, to carry that forward. So the idea is to give the opportunities, make the activities, because if there are activities, if, you know, somebody used to say that nobody will come to Bridgetown at 6 o'clock in the morning, or they may not be parking. And the day we had the duty-free day in 2010, from 6 a.m., the line was there at Cape Shepherd and all those places.
Yes, I remember.
So once there's an activity, 30, 40,000 people will come. I'm not saying that's going to happen every weekend. But my point is, once we create these regular activities, in essence, if you can think about the whole of Bridgetown area as an open-air shopping mall, right? Visualize
that's
that.
That's imagination,
all of it,
yes,
as an open-air shopping mall. That is how we get to integrate all the businesses and all the activities. And so along with that, you have hygiene factors, sanitation factors, safety factors, lighting, all those things would be provided. You understand what I mean? Ubiquitous Wi-Fi, so wherever you go, you get free Wi-Fi. You know, these are the type of things to make it interesting. But remember, the most critical element is collaboration. We have to come together to work. And that is what the chamber is best known for, you know, being a leader and making the opportunities. We have the reputation after 200 years, we're highly respected to get those things done.
So what then, I mean, Mr. Abed mentioned businesses that are vacant, business spots that are vacant across Bridgetown.
Yeah.
What about the small businesses that may worry, they may struggle during this period of change? What would need to be done to ensure that they are supported and not left behind? What assurance can you give to them?
All right. Suppose when you grew up, the most efficient form of transportation was a bicycle. Suppose. And then you saw after that, you can get a taxi, you can get a bus, or you can get a car. Are you not going to try to step up? In the same way, nowadays, although Mr. Abed made a valid point about footfall, the model has actually changed. Now, because of Instagram and Facebook, in our social media, most businesses have their clientele, their core clientele, following them. So you want to see a new dress? You go to your favorite place. Lord, I love that one. Hold that one for me. I'm coming.
True.
You don't have to worry if somebody going to step in there before you. Because I'll give you an example. our company has a mall in town called Satjay, and we were doing a renovation the last 4 years. How many new businesses you think we have created in the last 12 months? Take a guess.
Oh dear, I don't want to guess incorrectly at all.
Fine, just guess. One,
10,
two, three, 10,
5,
13, 13.
Oh, okay. That's
Can you
that's
see
good.
Them? You don't know. It's inside of a building. But
right.
There are 13 new businesses. All of them have their own Instagram and those type of things.
Right.
And
right.
they're following. I'm not saying people are not walking in town. They are. But that is what we call gravy. So I don't think the entrepreneur of today is going to be so worried, because all the youngsters are right there. That's the only way that they communicate. They start, this is not going to be left out, and they will have many, many opportunities for that.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, this is for either of you gentlemen. I mean, I know the time flies when the both of you are on the program, because you have so much that can be said. Now, back to you, Mr. Abed. How can revitalization help Bridgetown become even more competitive as a commercial hub in the region?
Crystal, many of your listeners would have visited other countries throughout the world. And I'm certain that they will agree with me that competition not only breeds better pricing, but it breeds better availability of products, quality, selection, etc. So if we create an environment that has greater footfall, better is the wrong word, a different type of mix of clients, it will give the opportunity for entrepreneurs to be able to open their businesses and pitch to these individuals. Currently, what we have in Bridgetown, regrettably, is short-stay passengers who come on cruise ships, walk along Trevor's Way, skirt Bridgetown, and end up at one or two of these bars on Bay Street. They pay $10 US, they lie on a lounge all day under an umbrella, drink rum and Coca-Cola, and eat a hot dog, and they visited Barbados. This is essentially what's happening. We're no longer seen as a major shopping capital for several reasons, and I don't want to get into it here. But we are being bypassed as a major shopping capital. And as a direct result of that, hard-fought opportunities for us to get visitor spend in this country is not being realized. We are probably the lowest of the Caribbean countries in terms of visitor spend. Little St. Kitts is seeing almost $100 US a day, and we're like two-thirds or 60% of that figure. So it's not good. We need to offer more. We need to offer a different type of service and good to attract these visitors to spend. Equally, I'm almost ashamed, but I can't remember the last time I've taken a business colleague out to lunch and dined in Bridgetown. They are very few, if any, fine dining restaurants in Bridgetown. So we have to end up going to St. James or Christchurch to find these restaurants. We have a city that has celebrated its 400th anniversary this year, and all we have is fast food restaurants in the city. It's unacceptable. Wow. It is unacceptable. Mr. Vaswani spoke about dining and experiencing entertainment after 6 o'clock. There's nothing. All of this has left, and this has happened gradually. The goalposts moved gradually every year. Then all of a sudden, when we all woke up, we found that it had moved many, many kilometers in the other direction. So we no longer have a city that represents not only 24 hours, but essentially doesn't have enough variety to keep not only its local people in its capital city, but also visitors. So it really is a problem. We see that commerce will play a role in attracting people back into the city, creating jobs, creating an inviting environment, not only for established businesses, but the new growth we see of mixed use in the city is going to have a lot of opportunity for small entrepreneurs. I mean, I remember reading years ago that when the horse and buggy was no longer the way to, for transport, and it went to combustion injection engine, everybody thought that all the persons will lose their work because there'll be no more horses to shoe or carts to fix. It went completely the other direction. New jobs were created and many, many different types of jobs. This is the same thing. People are seeking niche. They no longer want cookie cutter. They want small entrepreneurs to be able to blow glass and their clients see it and you sell it over the counter, or someone creating a hot dog with a, I don't know, mango as a dressing on, something that is so different and exceptional that people can enjoy. And this is what will keep this city alive.
An
not
experience.
Only that we will have, yeah, not only that we have difference, but it's going to be so much variety that people will keep coming back. And I'm certain that the developers will get it right. We have the right locations. We have the right mixed use. And I'm certain Barbadians will embrace it. My fear is it may take up to 5 years for us to get there. And we have to be diligent. We have to work towards it and not get frustrated and give up.
If I may add something to that, Crystal, the methodology we use, we don't use guesswork at the Chamber of Commerce. We have what is called a strategic visioning retreat, where we bring together representatives from all stakeholders from the public and private sector. In 2008, we brought together 57 people. This time, maybe we'll have 100 people. We bring them in a room and go through everything and say, share your vision in all these areas for the next 25 years. And we create a consensus document. And from that consensus document, we prioritize. If you have 25 items, which are the top 5 items? Which are the next top 5 items? So we approach it in a very objective manner to benefit the entire population. That's very critical.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Eddie Abed, Chair of the Bridgetown Revitalization Project, and Lalo Vaswani, Chair of the Customs and Trade Facilitation Committee at the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Another insightful discussion right here on Let's Talk Business. I'm Crystal J. Paul. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.